from KQED.
In our series, Governing California, Making Sense of Our State of Disarray, we've been looking at various proposals to fix the system. Today, our Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers takes a look at proposals put forward by the two leading candidates for governor, Jerry Brown and Meg Whitman.
Government in California will work if a strong leader is in charge. That's what voters are being told in the race for governor this fall, and it's something they've heard before.
So, of course, at one point I said to myself, Arnold, you could actually go to Sacramento and you could change government. But then I became governor. And let me tell you something, it isn't that easy.
In a 2009 speech to the Commonwealth Club of San Francisco, Governor Schwarzenegger lamented the problems faced by every governor in the modern era.
Why over all of these years and all of these governors did we have this problem? It's the system.
And yet the two major candidates vying to replace Schwarzenegger seem, well, unconvinced.
I'm not going to give you any phony plans or snappy slogans that don't go anywhere. We have to make some tough decisions.
I have run large organizations. I know how to create jobs. I know how to focus. I know how to balance a budget.
That's just a sample of TV ads from Meg Whitman and Jerry Brown, ads that do little to suggest the problems of California might be bigger than just the governor.
The central argument for both candidacies is personal, and I believe, you know, depends on magic.
Journalist Joe Matthews is the co-author of the recent book California Crackup, a call for broad reform of state government. He says selling leadership is, in a way, like selling magic.
Jerry Brown possesses special magic because of his long experience in government. And Meg Whitman apparently possesses special magic because she comes to Silicon Valley, which is a magical place.
Nonetheless, the candidates are talking about some government reforms. Meg Whitman says she supports making the state budget a two-year document instead of the current single-year approach.
We are so short-term focused in this state that we'd never have a chance to think longer than 12 months out.
Whitman also supports another much-talked-about reform, requiring that ballot measures come with a price tag.
We go to voters and we say, let's take high-speed rail. Do you want high-speed rail? All the voters go, yeah, I like high-speed rail. What we don't say is, do you want high-speed rail if, on average, the average family in California will pay 800 more state income tax dollars?
Meantime, Jerry Brown supports a similar reform of the legislative process.
The pay-as-you-go requirement. Anytime you propose a bill, tell us how you're going to fund it.
That was Brown at the end of last week's debate, where both candidates were asked about government reform, but ran out of time before really offering much in the way of an answer. Jerry Brown also supports Proposition 25 on the upcoming ballot, which would allow a budget to be approved on a simple majority vote in the legislature. Meg Whitman opposes that. But perhaps Brown's most far-reaching reform idea is to lessen the grip of state government on locally run programs.
I want to move more authority back to local government because I was there when local authority was moved up to the central government called state government. And it doesn't work very well.
The time Jerry Brown is likely referring to is 1978, when voters approved Proposition 13. Prop 13's property tax limits led to many local services being paid for instead with state tax dollars. And with those state dollars came more state rules about how to spend them. A spokesperson for the Brown campaign says the candidate's pledge to give local government more authority isn't a fully formed plan. But Brown does support a major loosening of the strings on schools, giving schools more freedom with the money so long as students meet state-imposed standards. But any major revamp of California's system of government will not be easy. Several efforts have fizzled in recent years. And in some ways, it's not surprising that the two leading candidates for governor are sticking to the most universally accepted ideas for reform. After all, a hotly contested election is rarely the time for picking fights with the political forces on both sides that have thrived under the status quo. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Read the questions we put to the candidates and watch for their responses online. Look for the link to Governing California at our website, californiareport.org.